Good afternoon, Audioboo. You can hear in the background here the lovely quiet sounds of Richmond on a Wednesday evening, early Wednesday evening. It's about 5:30, I think. And I am sitting at my rather crowded dining table, not crowded with people, crowded with mess, which needs to be sorted out. And my reason for doing this is that I have here in my hands a bottle of beer, not just any old bottle of beer. It is a big bottle of beer. Yes, I can hear that you're excited. It's not for a beer tasting, although I will be drinking some of it. But the first thing of note is that this beer doesn't have the usual crown top, which you use a bottle opener to take off. It has something more akin to the device found on a champagne bottle or other sparkling wines, i.e. a cage and a cork. And I thought before I explain what I'm actually going to do with this beer, because I'm not just going to drink it. Oh no, this isn't just any old beer drinking. Boo. I thought I would take this thing out and see if it pops nicely for you. But at the moment, actually, it doesn't want to move at all. Oh dear. I think I'm going to need something to get hold of it with as I fall over my washing basket. Right, now returning with a tea towel. And I'm going to give this another go. Here we go. Oh, there we go, that's better. It turns now. I'm not expecting it to explode off like a Leff bottle. That's as good as we get, sadly. Right. I better keep the cork, I suppose, in case I need to put it back on. Okay, so this is a bottle of Meantime Porter. I have tasted it before. Boo, I believe. I'm going to have a little sip of it now. However, it has a shared purpose. Some of it's going to be drunk.
Mmm.
And utterly gorgeous, that is too. Mmm. And some of it is going to be cooked with. Okay, so I'm in the kitchen now. I've done a bit of preparation work, and I'm about to actually start cooking. It should be fairly simple. I'll tell you what I've done along the way, but first of all, you can hear there's a tiddly little piece of onion sizzling in a frying pan here. I just stuck it in there to test the heat. I'm now going to put in the rest of the onion. There we go. Fairly quickly. Whipping a little bit. Just a little bit of oil at the bottom, not very much, and the onion is sliced and then pushed out to form its rings. So there we go, that's gone in the pan. I'm going to put it on too so that I don't tend to smoke through the whole of that, and I'm going to pop the extract pan on slightly. I'm going to give this onion a bit of a toss around the pan. It's on fairly hot at the moment, but I'm going to give it maybe a minute or so, maybe two, at this temperature. Then I'm going to drop it down, sprinkle a little bit of brown sugar on, and toss it around for a couple of moments. What I would usually do is then cover the pan and caramelise the onion for a little while, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm just going to give it a relatively short amount of time in there. Right, here comes a bit of brown sugar going in. We've got the heat down, it's electric here, so the heat doesn't go down that quickly, unfortunately. So what I'll do in a second is actually take it physically off the heat for 30 seconds. And which will hopefully be enough to get the temperature down a little bit. There we go, let's do that. what I want is ideally to start taking the sharpness off the onion a little bit. But I'm not going to go for that full, soft, caramelised texture. And once I think that's had enough in the pan, I'm going to pop it into the pot that's on the left-hand side of me here. In fact, I'm going to stick the hob on underneath that pot, but just very slowly, very low, in order to keep the onion warm whilst I do the next bit. Okay, you can hear the sound changing there a bit. It's not sizzling quite as much. The liquid will be coming out of the onion slightly, beginning to cook in the juices rather than just with the oil on the outside. So what I'm going to do now is turn that hob off for a second. It's not going to make a huge amount of difference, but turn that off. And then I want to get the onion into the pan here. It's just a metal pot, basically, that I'm trying to pour it into now, hoping that my aim is okay. I don't drop it all over the hob. In with that. Still a bit of sizzling going on in there. I don't know if that's just oil or if there's onions in there. I'll feel inside the pan, inside the pot, just to check that I've got as much as I can. Right, okay. Sticking the pan, I'm getting my pots and pans mixed up here, but I'm putting whatever it is, the one with the handle is going back on there, the one with the onion is on the left hand side on the smallest, coolest hob plate on the coolest setting, and there it's going to stay. I'm going to stick a little bit more oil in the pan, just a titchy bit, just a second. I'm going to get it back up to temperature then. Ready for the next bit. There we get a bit of oil in the pan there. We'll let that warm up again. The next bit is some pork. Got a couple of pork chops yesterday. Wasn't totally sure what I wanted to do with them, but I thought, actually, pork chops can be so dry. I'd like to do something that tenderises them a little bit. I thought slow cooking them is probably a reasonable way, relatively slow cooking anyway. And so I thought, first of all, we'll get some cider. I couldn't find any cider, so when I went to hunt for beer for myself and came across this huge bottle of London Porter, I thought, pork and porter, that's got to go. Porter's slightly sweet, stout-like beer. Got some really nice malty notes to it, and it should go perfectly with the pork. So what I've done is to the pork so far is I have rubbed in salt, pepper, chili, and paprika, and then I have just put a tinsy bit of the porter over the top just to sort of glaze it, ready for it going into the pan in just a moment. And sealing it. Here we go. Ready for this? Should make a noise. I'm just going to wash the plate off so that I can then use it to gauge the second to dry it out. Just going to give it a couple of minutes when I change the side. Plates back down there. I'm not really touching the pork whilst it's in the pan. A bit smoky now. Put the pan on a bit more. just checking, actually, now I've said that I'm not touching it, I'm just checking with the end of a fish slice that I've put it fairly squarely in the middle of the pan, which I have. That's good. Getting most of the heat. Give that a few more moments. Okay, I think we're going to be over now, so what I need to do is get a fork. I think I want to put it up. There we go, the fork. And I'm going to use that to stab it whilst I get the fish slice underneath. There we go. They're going to be fat that. There we go. I'm just going to move it onto the plate, flip it over, and then stick it back in again. I find that a lot easier than trying to do it within the pan. Go, okay, back on the fish slice, and it's about to go back in again. Go. I have to put the exhaust fan on a bit more. Moving my phone out of the way of the fork now. I should have done that before. Take a sip of fork. Not the drag clear my throat a little bit. Get the smoke. Right, what I'm doing at the moment is just putting some hot water in a jug with half a beef oxo cube. Okay, we're going to go for getting this fork out now and then putting it in the pot. Fork from the pan, onto the plate and into the pot. All very simple, yes. Back of the go. There you go on the fork. And there it is, stabbing through it with the fork. Fish slice underneath, stab in and out we come. There we go, that's done on there. Just going to let that for a moment. Fetch my newly made beef stock. That's going to go into the pan to take some of those juices out. It makes a wonderful noise. I'm going to get the lid off my stock. It's a bit I hate where I put them down and then can't find them again. Alright, there we go. I'm using a spoon this time. hopefully we've collected up some of those juices from in there. That's going to go into my pot. With the onions, there we go. Ear flavour and going into the sink there, as you can hear. I'm just going to stick the pot on the hot bit of the hob for a little bit, just to, in fact, I'm going to bring it up quite quickly. Right, I'm going to put in the rest of this. I'll just get more of this stuff of this. That's going in there. Next to go in my pork. I'm just doing that by hand, so I'm just feeling where in it goes. And then I'm going to go and fetch my porter. I think I might actually remove this from the heat so I was able to get it totally dry, what I think. And I'm going to keep it warm. Right, okay, so I'm going to stick the porter in there. Hopefully we're aiming correctly now. Right, you would have heard the sound change there. I can turn the fan off. Stick the bottom on the side for a moment and then feel with a spoon to check how much liquid we've got in here. You can hear the carbonation of the porter. I think we're going to stick a little bit more beer in there. I want it to just about cover the pork, I think. Ship's not quite at the moment, from what I can feel. I think we'll stick a little bit more of the stock in. Okay, that's there. Let's see, has it covered it yet? Hopefully the steam in there should do a reasonable amount too. I'd like to leave a little bit of porter for drinking. There we go. I think we'll call that a day on the amount of porter in there, so we should just find where I've put the lid. I've heated the oven too high, but it will drop down. I want to have that, I think I'm probably about somewhere between 160 and 180. It's going to probably about 160 in fact, actually. I'm going to cook it for about 3 hours, I think. Question is what to do with it. I'll come back to you on that one. Well, about 3 hours have gone by. My pork has been sitting in the oven throughout that time, and I've been doing other stuff, including making a bit of mashed potato. So that is the mystery ingredient in my meal. Is some mashed potato. I haven't made mashed potato in absolutely yonks. It's probably going to show. I didn't have any milk, so I ended up using some
olive oil to wet it a bit. Let's say that's probably not the correct term. Loosen it. Make it. Make it soft. Let's see. I've got a potato ricer, which is a brilliant thing for taking all the effort out of trying to mash potatoes. And I've done this with a bit of garlic in there. I stuck a bit of garlic, a couple of cloves of garlic, wrapped up in a bit of silver foil in the oven whilst the pork was cooking. For a little bit of that time, and mashed it with the potato. Right, let's get the meat. Here we go. The oven's been off for about 15 minutes or so. Right, it's quite a hot pot. Let's take the lid off. Smells rich, that's for sure. Right, let's see if we can find something to fish this out with. Things, yeah, I have. Right, let's use that. So, I'm just trying to get hold of the meat now. Come on, fetch your meat. There we go. That's landed on the plate. Smells good. And then I shall see if we can fish out a bit of the onion as well. I could really have a spoon for doing that though, so let's ditch that and add to the washing up pile. I have already done some of the washing up, but I'm just creating more and more mess as I go on. I should have a big spoon somewhere. Where's that gone? Run away. Oh, this is annoying. I can't find a spoon. Let's see. I'll just get a soup spoon or something. Or just any spoon, to be honest. Any spoon will do. So this is porter, pork in porter, if I can even say it. Porter porker, perhaps. Porker porter. Who knows? Right, let's going to tip a little bit of this liquid on. Hopefully without drowning it. We'll see how we go with that. lettuce, and that's quite all the liquid, or all the onions, or anything. But anyway, let's see how we go. Have to say, this is the bit that I hate most about cooking. I know it sounds a bit counterintuitive, but this is one thing that I really dislike doing after all the effort of cooking, is eating. Because it very rarely lives up to expectation. Right. I was going to put mashed potato under the grill, but I'm not going to bother. Right. Should deposit some of the onion on the side there. That's right. Okay, we'll stay there. And phone to come with me. Okay, I'll take a picture of it for what it's worth. I don't think it's going to look very appetising, but hopefully it will taste better than it looks. And I've got the bottle of porter here as well to stand next to it. Right, back in a moment when I've taken a picture. Right, okay, picture taken. Time to taste. Right, here we go. So I'll go for the meat first, I think, which has shrunk considerably during its cooking. Cut it a bit. Now, I'd be hoping after 3 hours of fairly slow cooking that this will be fairly tender. Let's see. Mmm. Not bad at all, actually. Mmm. There's a nice spicy edge to it where I put the chilli on, which I'd actually forgotten about, so that's good. Mmm. Let's get another piece. That's really nice, actually. It's tender. Well, tender enough, anyway. It's really full of flavour. There's a nice warmth there from the chilli, but it's not overpowering. And there's a really nice sweetness running through it. I think porter and pork is a classic combination. All right, let's have a look at these mashed potatoes now, shall we? Want some garlicky, a little bit grainy. Could do with a bit more butter or some milk or something, but actually not bad. And just to finish it off nicely, let's have a little bit of porter in the glass. Meantime, London porter, pork in porter, and mashed potatoes. Perfect.